This is Crime Classics. I am Thomas Highland with another true story of crime. Listen. A Bengal tiger, name Prince Rajput, weight 462 pounds, 9 feet 7 inches long. A well-behaved tiger doesn't quite understand what he's doing in New Hampshire, but he's eating better than in the jungle. And the job he's got with the circus isn't very taxing. Sit on a pedestal and snarl on cue. 10 minutes, three times a day. Simple life. Except one day, in 1842, he got mixed up in 4th of July and changed a man's life for him. Tonight, my report to you on New Hampshire, the Tiger, and Brad Ferguson. What happened then? Crime Classics. A series of true crime stories taken from the records and newspapers of every land, from every time. Your host each week, Mr. Thomas Highland. Connoisseur of crime, student of violence, and teller of murder. Now, once again, Mr. Thomas Highland. Summer lay gently against New Hampshire in 1842, and the purple lilacs stippled the fertile meadows. Down from the White Mountains, the rivers ran swift and cool into glacier lakes, and the pine and maples grew tall. The slow and droning season of honeybee and sawbite into lumber and syrup dripping into pails, and time drifting into rosy twilight, and end to work and evening. And where the 7 o'clock time touched the edge of Dover was a white frame house. In it, Bradbury Ferguson and his wife Mary. And they were performing a ritual of affection.
And when we're done with the dishes, Mary, we'll walk into the evening away.
I'd like to.
Mary.
Yes?
It's a sweep I should give me.
No more sweep than mine.
There is another thing we should speak of.
The child?
The summer next, Mary. Well, then we can afford it.
It'll be the happiest summer of all, then, sweet husband.
Well, then you won't say a word against this, Mary. A small drink.
Whiskey, Brad, no. But...
a toast to our child. A toast to next summer. Thank you, Mary.
No, I want none of it. Nor should you, husband, for an occasion so flimsy.
But I'll drink to our child. Don't look so distressed, Mary. It was but a small drink. To add another warmth to the already warmth we have.
I don't like to see it. Your father...
My father. My father, indeed. He was a drunkard, Mary. Would you say I was a drunkard? Did you see me drunk? Ever?
Christmas last, Brad. And the New Year Day that followed.
Holidays. Occasion needed the drinking to it.
All right, Brad. All right.
No mention my father to me as if I compare it to him.
All right.
For he said that Satan was a woman. He drunk, he said it a few days he was sober. Satan was a woman, he would say. And you're a woman, Mary. And an angel. So my father was muddled. My father was a drunkard.
Put back the bottle, Brad.
I've already poured a drink for you, Mary. Drink it.
No.
Well, I'll not waste it. Come, let's walk, dear Mary. Walk the evening for a while.
Night was full of sounds and silences and love.
when they said I shouldn't marry you. They said you would make me unhappy. Oh, was there ever such happiness for a girl as you've shown me?
No less the happiness you have given me.
A month full of June evening like this, and July came, and so did Lane's European Circus and Carnival Incorporated. Two elephants, a cage of monkeys, a Bengal tiger, a manually operated carousel, and devices calculated to supply merriment. There was a picnic on the 4th of July.
Have another drink, Brad. I will indeed. Thank you for it.
No!
Oh, no, Mary.
4th of July, Mary.
Day of Independence.
Holiday.
Well, Carl. This the little one, Mary. Wasn't it,
Brad?
Yes.
Let's go home.
Oh, it's young, Mary. The night's young.
A ride on the carousel is what we need. Mostly you, Mary. And being brother to you, I'm going to see that you get it.
Brad, please don't drink anymore.
Say something, Carl. I'll tell you what she's afraid of. Last New Year's Day, I got a little tipsy and I hit her. Now you know.
It was an accident, Brad. Now, please.
Wasn't any accident, dear. Dear Mary. Ah, dear Mary, darling. I hit you. Something came over me and I hit you. She was unconscious for an hour, Carl.
Please take me home. Then I'm going home by myself.
Then I'm going home by myself.
Then I'm going home by myself.
Go!
Very well.
Mary? Dear Mary. Dear Mary, darling. Thank you for that bottle, brother-in-law.
And somewhere in the carnival, he wandered away from his brother-in-law with the bottle and drank some more. Drank until whatever truth he had never known became crystal clear, and only the shapes and the sounds outside of himself began to distort, and voices had a peculiar quality.
Oh, where did you come from?
My name is Nona. I've been with you for the last hour.
Good. That's very good.
My name is Nona. Buy me that.
Oh, yes.
Buy me that.
Oh, yes.
And that.
I'm fond of you.
Oh, you're a dear.
Now watch. And now?
Is there any more?
What?
Why money?
Yes.
Let me see. Buy me that.
Yes.
Let me see.
Go on. Olive, where did you go? Out with it. Bengal tiger, name
tiger could have killed me.
Nora?
He ripped your coat, and if they hadn't come and pulled you away...
Nora.
If they hadn't come and pulled you away, that tiger would have ripped you to shreds.
What is here?
What?
Where am I?
Where I live. Very brave.
Yes, I am.
That's why I brought you here.
It's a wonderful 4th of July.
What's your name, please?
Brad.
I'm Nona.
My wife's name is Mary.
I'm Nona.
Drink.
You remember?
What?
Why?
Oh, I know. I knew all along.
I'm Nona.
Satan.
What?
Woman. You, Satan.
What's he wrong?
My father always said it. Now I know it's the truth. Satan is a woman. You.
Drunk, get him out.
Well, he tried to kill you.
Get him out. Get him out.
It was only 10 o'clock at night when Brad Ferguson got thrown out of Nona's room. At 10 o'clock on the 4th of July. And he wasn't through celebrating yet. Once again, Thomas Hyland and the second act of Crime Classic, and his report to you on New Hampshire, the tiger and Brad Ferguson. What happened then? Independent of Great Britain. And there were people in the town of Dover who could still remember that day in 1775 when the Crown's representative, John Wentworth, was tossed into Lake Winnipesaukee. And fellows from New Hampshire fought in every battle of the Revolutionary War. Brad Ferguson's grandfather marched with Major Cullen's irregulars and, on furlough, fell in the gutter in Boston. From poisoned rum. Brad Ferguson's father, on the other hand, lived to be 30. And Brad Ferguson himself, well, he was a few months older than 22. On the 4th of July, 1842, at 10 p.m.
Dum, dum.
What do you have?
Rum.
Rum?
Yum, dum, dum.
How'd you get so messed up?
As a dance to the devil.
Who?
Satan.
And what happened?
Mary killed her.
You're very drunk, aren't
Mary
you?
Killed her, but she whirled me and spun me about and threw me in the street. I need rum to heal me.
Mister.
What?
Mister, show me your money.
Oh, of course. Of course, good sir.
Well?
She took it. All of it.
Who?
Satan. Who is the woman, sir?
Out.
Friends, American countrymen, listen to me. Listen to me! I fought a tiger! And for a drink of rum, I'll tell you about it. A drink of rum, friend? Thank you. Bucky, mite of rum?
Thank you.
I fought a tiger to a fairly well. A tiger, he paced. He paced.
Then I went up to him. And I dared him.
Yeah! And the tiger screamed.
I am happy. I am very happy.
Loud.
Oh?
Drunkard.
Am I not?
Shameless man.
All these things.
The shame as you did.
Mrs. Ferguson.
What's been said all about?
Mrs. Ferguson, I have made up my mind.
Down the road, Mrs. Roberts stopped in a while ago. She told me of a tiger and you.
My mind about a thing.
About you and a woman.
About a thing which concerns you.
How you went away with a woman.
My father said it, and I did not believe him at first. He talked of Satan.
You should not have come back here.
He talked of Satan, and he said Satan is a woman.
I don't want you here.
Satan, son, he said, is a woman.
A woman. Woman.
Carnival Incorporated, on its way to Vermont, its animals asleep, which included a tiger. False dawn and the death of laughter, and later, morning, and the drone of Dovertown in the summer, sawmill and shop and morning voices of neighbors,
She wasn't to market this morning.
Of Mrs. Ferguson.
And Friday is the best day for marketing, and she knows it well. I wonder why she wasn't to market this morning. Let's see why. And not home. Could she have gone to her parents now for the shame that was brought on her by her husband?
Questions on the summer air. And more questions.
For the shame brought on her by her husband, Carl?
What shame?
I'm told you, her brother, was at the start of it.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday at the circus. You gave him what to drink. You, his brother-in-law.
And what concern
she
is...
He was not at marketing this morning. And did she return to her parents' house, I'm asking?
No.
Then where is she?
Mrs. Busybody.
Say that if you want. But I'm a neighborly woman. Neighbor to another who has a drunkard for a husband. Husband whose father and father's father were drunkards. And her not home and...
Not home.
Not home. Not home. I told you not home, else she'd answer. Is the reason I came to you, her brother, to come here and see if... He had no more money. I thought to leave him then.
Did you?
For a while. But then I heard something scream or someone, and everyone was running. And there he was, taunting the tiger. And the tiger slashed him with his claws. But Mr. Ferguson stood up to him and was very brave. And I brought him home with me.
Of course. Tell me what happened here.
Look at my throat.
Bruised.
Tried to strangle me. He said I was Satan. He said I was the devil. And he grabbed me and put his hands about my throat and he tried to kill me.
And I hit him and knocked him unconscious and threw him into the gutter.
Then he came in here.
After 10 o'clock.
Tell me what happened.
He came in and, pretty as you please, said good evening to everybody. Then, pretty as you please, he said to me as he wanted rum. And seeing how he looked...
How was that?
Torn coat and dirty. He was as dirty as anyone could be.
Hmm.
And seeing how he looked, I said, where's your money? And he didn't have none. Hmm. Then did he tell us all that he had fighted with a tiger. Stood up to a tiger, he said, and someone bought him a drink, and he started to roar, and I throwed him out, pretty as you please.
About 2 in the afternoon, and outside of town in a field, a man stirred. And awakened. Opened his eyes to a copper sun and shut them quickly. Slowly opened them again. Slowly, so that the bright colors of New Hampshire afternoon would unblur, would define themselves, become tree and grass and purple lilac. And got up, walked across the field to the brook. And the water was sweet, and the water was cold. Then Brad Ferguson walked down into Dovertown.
Morning, Mrs.
Why?
Ma'am.
Why, Mr. Ferguson. Can I walk with you, Mr. Ferguson?
Of course.
There's someone looking for you, Mr. Ferguson.
Who?
Mr. Slagle. Mr. Slagle, the policeman, Mr. Ferguson.
Why?
For what you did last night. Where are you going, Mr. Ferguson?
See Mr. Slagle. Find out what Mr.
You don't remember what you did last night?
I was drunk.
You know what you did?
I was drunk.
Mr. Slagle will tell you what you did.
Bought a tiger.
And what else? Mr. Slagle will tell you. Right in here, Mr. Slagle will tell you.
Mr. Slagle, you're under arrest. Why? Because of your wife. My wife? Yes? What of my wife? What of marriage? Make a complaint that I've cheated in the back. Do you want to see her in there? Do you want to see her? Yes.
Bob Lamont speaking.